What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled The Dirty Game the Jews and their Christian Minions are gonna play on bread tubers. Now, for those of you who don't know, bread tubers are people who make their living exclusively off of YouTube, like Jake Paul, Paul Jake, whatever, you know, people like that. You know, a lot of people are making a good living off of YouTube, and that's why they are called bread tubers, because if YouTube kicks them off, they're gonna lose their money. So, as you guys probably saw on MGTOW TV, Steven Crowder ranted about so-called conservative companies that are supposed to be alt-right, you know. He says that they are actually worse than YouTube, because in their agreement, they tell you what you can or can't talk about. They own your merchandise. They own everything you say and do. You can't do anything without their permission. At least with YouTube, you know, you can upload your content on YouTube and other platforms, but those alt-right Christian conservative platforms, they want exclusive control of everything you have. Now, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Rumble is actually the same way, okay? Rumble is paying Fresh and Fit. They're paying Andrew Tate. They're paying a lot of people to upload their contents on YouTube. Now, of course, somebody like Fresh and Fit, they're not gonna leave YouTube altogether for Rumble. However, the deal they have with Rumble is that they'll take their live stream off of YouTube and go on to Rumble. Now, I don't know if you guys read Rumble's terms of service, but guess what? They have an anti-Semite clause. So if you say anything about the Jews on Rumble, you get your channel deleted. So there you go. All right. So what you guys need to understand that's happening here, and I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, man. The alt-right conservatives, whatever you want to call them, it's the same thing. They're in on it. What the Jews are doing right now is very smart, but at the same time, it's very, very predictable. So what's happening is that YouTube is clamping down on people by scaring them into losing their revenue. For example, Jeremy from The Quartering, he's like, YouTube is now demonetizing videos that might have a curse word in it, like darn, right? So a lot of these people out there, like Jeremy from The Quartering, their entire existence is based off of YouTube. I mean, imagine you're somebody like Jeremy from The Quartering, you know, you got a mortgage, you got a wife, you got 4 or 5 employees. Everything you do is exclusively tied to YouTube. Not exclusively as in YouTube owns your ass legally, but exclusively as in your views, your money, your super chats, everything you have comes in from YouTube. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are touting Rumble as the next big platform. Guess what, guys? Rumble will be the same thing. Okay? I don't know if you guys know this or not. Rumble did not IPO under normal circumstances, okay? Rumble came onto the stock market through a SPAC, S-P-A-C, okay? Now, it's an acronym. I'm not a financial analyst. I'm not a IPO expert. All I know is Rumble did not go through the proper channels to get IPO'd. In fact, the company that took Rumble onto the stock market, they were actually going to take Donald Trump's Truth Social onto the market. So we all know Donald Trump is in on it, okay? So Donald Trump, Rumble, they're all working together. They're all cut from the same cloth. So what's gonna happen, guys, is that as YouTube becomes more and more and more draconian, and you guys start losing your monetization because you said darn in your videos, you're going to go to Rumble, you're going to go to band.video, you're going to go to Fox, you're going to go to Daily Wire, you're going to go to all these so-called alt-tech right-wing platforms, and you're going to find out the hard way that these people are just as bad, if not, they're actually worse than YouTube. And that's because you got the Zionists and their Christian minions, they're in on it. Just like the Arabs of Dubai and Saudi Arabia are in on it, you know. You have Arab Zionist, you have Christian Zionist. Guys, Christian Zionist is a real thing. Just go on Google, type in Christian Zionist. It's a real thing. There are Christians out there who say we should do whatever the Jews tell us to do. So Christian Zionism is a real thing. Arab Zionist is a real thing. So these people are working together to pretty much shut you guys up. Now you guys need to understand something very important, okay? When you go to platforms like Rumble and Alt-Tech, you're going to, you can't talk about the Jews, okay? This is why, what's that guy's name? Alex Jones. He always says the globalist. What the fuck is a globalist, man? It's a fucking Zionist, you know? And I was actually watching a video today from Mark Passio. Mark Passio is also going on band.video, and he was talking with somebody from band.video, and he said, you know, the Zionists want war. He's 100% right. The Zionists want war. So eventually what's going to happen, guys, is that these so-called right-wing conservative platforms, because they're in on it, they're going to start telling people, hey, man, you can talk about globalists, you can talk about this, you can't talk about that. You just can't say Zionist, you can't say Mossad, and you can't say Jews. So what the Jews are doing is that they're putting you in a very, very tight spot. You're going to be between a rock and a hard place. You know, the rock is going to be YouTube demonetizing you, deleting your channels. The hard place is going to be the right-wing conservative, so-called conservative platforms that are going to be telling you what to do, what not to do. They're pretty much going to own you. Like Tim Pool said, in Hollywood, this is known as the golden handcuffs, okay? The golden handcuffs is when the Jews pay you a big, big amount of money, but at the same time, you can't perform. You guys remember what happened to MC Hammer? It wasn't because, not just MC Hammer, but the guy who did Sir Mix-a-Lot, you know, the guy who did I Like Big Butts and I Can't Deny. You guys want to know why they never continued anymore? Because they had golden handcuffs. They were under legal terms not to perform because they got one hell of a big payout and now they're not allowed to perform anymore, okay? They're doing that to Steven Crowder. They're doing that to all the people on Rumble. Okay, Rumble is paying millions of dollars to bring content creators on their platform, okay? These content creators are also going to be not allowed to talk about anything that might be anti-Semitic. So even though Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros are about as far away from a Semite as you can get, you know, because they're fake Jews and idiot Goyim still believe it, you know, you can't say what I, Amr Mitwali, can say. So right now, guys, MGTOW TV seems to be like the freest platform in the world because we don't require contracts. You know, nobody's under contract with me. You know, people can post anywhere. People can come to MGTOW TV. People can leave MGTOW TV. Nobody's under contract with me, guys. You know, you have freedom to do whatever you want with your content. And at the same time, you know, you got freedom of speech. You know, as long as you're not saying, you know, let's go out there and, like, murder people, dumb shit like that. You know, I think most of us are too smart to know what we say and what we don't say. You know, when it comes to, like, you know, getting in legal trouble, of course, Coach Bitchpill is too low IQ to know the difference. But, you know, there's only one of him. So the point here, guys, is that these, as you guys get away from YouTube more and more and you go to the conservative section, you're gonna find out that the conservatives are actually worse than YouTube. What's gonna happen, guys, is that, as you guys know, my mainstream website is wutube.tv, wutube.tv. Obviously, MGTOW TV is, I mean, in a perfect world, everybody would use MGTOW TV. Personally, I think the MGTOW TV name is phenomenal. The fact that MGTOW is only one MGTOW, it's five letters. I think MGTOW is fucking phenomenal. But unfortunately, for a lot of people out there, they don't want to be associated with MGTOW, so that's why I have to come up with WooTube. I think what's gonna happen, guys, God willing, of course, is that I think people are gonna be coming over to WooTube once I start advertising it. And it's not because I'm awesome sauce, it's not because they like me, it's because they are forced to, you know. God in the Quran tells us that when seafarers, you know, people out on sea, when they go through a storm, everybody becomes a Muslim. Everybody gets on their hands and knees and they pray to God that they're going to be faithful to God. And the second they get on dry land, guess what happens? They go back to their old ways, you know. So a lot of people out there are going to learn the hard way. This is why I'm not chasing after people trying to bring them over to MGTOW TV or WooTube, because I know what's happening. I know that the Jews and their Christian minions, they're gonna squeeze you to the point where they literally will own you. And if they say go to hell, you're gonna lose everything. Again, you look at Jeremy from the courtroom. He has, what, 4 full-time employees? You know, full-time employees, how much are they getting paid, you know? Probably several thousands of dollars a month, right? So if YouTube says, hey, Jeremy, you can't talk about this, you can't say this, he has no choice, you know. Imagine if somebody came to you, imagine you have a mortgage, you have a family, and your boss is like, hey man, don't you dare talk about them Jews, I'll fire you, right? What's gonna happen if your boss fires you? Well, your wife is gonna divorce you, you're gonna lose the house, your kids are gonna hate you. So you MGTOW guys out there, you guys need to understand, man, if you are a MGTOW guy, I think you are the chosen people, you know. Yeah, I know the chosen people are descendants of Bani Israel. That includes Jesus, King David, and me. But in all honesty, man, if you are a MGTOW, you have no responsibility other than yourself. I think you're one of the chosen people when it comes to the Ark. Guys, you need to understand something very important, man. Tons of mosquitoes are coming into the car, man. It's cold outside. Mosquitoes are not supposed to like the freaking cold. But anyway, who cares? It's not that bad. Plus, a mosquito bite, you know, after, what, 15, 20 minutes, it goes away. So that's all right. You guys need to understand something very important, man. We're at that point where you're either on the Ark or off the Ark. What I mean is that this whole notion of waking up people, you know, giving people the red pill, that's over, man. That's over. Right now, you're either on the Ark or off the Ark. This is why I tell you guys out there watching this video, put yourself number one. Take care of yourself. You are number one. Do not talk to other people. Do not associate with other people. Do not join with other groups. Do not join any militias. You know, basically what TFM is telling you. Now, I'm very soon, guys, God willing, I'm going to form the MGTOW party. We just need 2 more people. Yes, it's going to be an actual political party. I know some of you are going to say, oh, no, the government is going to know who we are. Guys, the government knows who we are anyway, okay? You guys got to understand something very important, man. The government wants to go behind dumb people, stupid people, you know, somebody who's dumb enough to go out on January 6th and go into the Capitol thinking that they're going to be part of some sort of insurrection, you know. But if you're a fucking political party, you're not. See, the threat is not you and me, guys. You and me, we're not a threat to the system, you know. The reason why the Jews want to eliminate MGTOW, it's because we don't, they don't want us to wake up other people. That's all there is to it. Like I said, you're either on the ark or off the ark nowadays, okay? Because if other guys learned about MGTOW, they're gonna be like, hey man, I'm gonna put myself first, I'm not gonna work. Honestly, guys, to be completely honest with you, I like the fact that the Jews are kind of making MGTOW go underground. They're kind of like forcing us to be small, to be innovative. I actually like that. And the reason behind it, guys, is that when you have a lot of people coming into a, I don't want to call MGTOW a movement, but when you have a lot of people coming under a label, you know, a lot of these people may have bad intentions. They may not know what they're doing, you know. After the ad apocalypse of 2018, you know, how many people abandoned MGTOW, you know? Right now, guys, I think right now we have the core supporters of MGTOW right about now. Because if you go on YouTube, MGTOW doesn't exist, you know. There's a channel out there called MGTOW on YouTube, but that's just a false flag channel, and all that person does is show clips of fucking women doing fucking stupid stuff, you know. That's a false flag operation. But MGTOW, overall, guys, MGTOW is not a threat to the regime, because like somebody else said, you know, when it comes to changing of the regime, which is changing of the government, it's basically change of management. That's all it is. For example, the founding fathers of America, they were the aristocracy. They were the noblemen of their society. They weren't a bunch of slack-jawed yokels, you know, out in the boondocks getting drunk and saying, oh man, we're gonna have a revolution, man. No, these were top people. And you guys need to understand, man, we MGTOWs really are a master class, okay? We should be a lot like the Masons, minus the whole Satan worshiping thing. We need to be the master class of society, guys. This is why I tell you guys out there, don't fucking talk to people, you know? I was at Starbucks, you know, getting my coffee before I got into the car, and they got all these lefty liberals, transsexuals, you know, ABCQ, LGBT, MNYZ. And do you think I'm talking to them about this stuff? Absolutely not. I'm like, you go, girl. Strong and empowered. Stunning and brave. Stunning and brave, you know. But this is what you guys need to understand, is that right now, guys, things are going to get bad and bad and bad. Now, fortunately for you and me, you know, we don't have to worry about it, you know. If you have to be homeless, so be it. You know, I was homeless in a car, you know, for fucking 5 years in LA. I can go out to LA right now and be homeless, and it's perfectly fine. I love it. I got a gym membership, okay? So I shower over there. I do fucking Grubhub, Uber Eats, you know, a job a fucking retard can do. So I'm good, baby. I'm good. So as a MGTOW, you guys, and including myself, we're good, you know. We don't have the extra, we don't have the extra stresses of life, you know. I can eat for $5 a day. In fact, when I was homeless in LA, man, when I first went homeless in LA, I was eating for $5 a day, you know. To this very day, I remember I'd go to the 99 cent store, which is no longer 99 cents. I'd get a bread for a dollar. I would get tuna for, you know, maybe $2 or $3. Then for a dollar, I'd get a bag of chips, and that's pretty much all I ate when I was homeless, you know. So we could do that, you and I, we could do that. But somebody like Jeremy from the Quarter Inn, who has a wife, you know, has 4 or 5 employees, he can't do what we can do. This is why I'm trying to get you guys out there to understand, You are very fortunate to be a MGTOW. We are a master class. At this point, guys, we should not be trying to recruit people, okay? The name of the game is not to recruit people. We have to position ourselves in a place of authority. This is why I want to do the MGTOW political party. Guys, I already have the forms. I have everything filled out for us to be a political party here in Florida. It doesn't cost us anything, okay? Usually I roll my own shit, but because it's a party, you need a total of 3 people. Otherwise, I would have done it myself. So once I'm done with some updates on MGTOW TV, guys, I'm going to be reaching out to you guys out there in Florida. You have to be able to vote in the state of Florida because, yes, you're going to change your party membership to MGTOW. Yes, MGTOW will be a freaking legitimate political party. Keep in mind, guys, MGTOW political party is about Olam Haba. I don't care about this world. Olam Haba is Hebrew for the world to come, okay? So what I mean by the world to come is that you guys need to understand this current world order is going to be destroyed. This is why I'm telling you guys out there, don't associate with other people, you know, outside of, yeah, I'll have fucking milk with my coffee, okay? Outside of stuff like that, guys, don't associate with blue pillars, okay? So don't associate with blue pillars, all right? So Olam Haba, the world to come. Now, the world to come is after modern Western civilization is destroyed. Why do I say MGTOW is for Olam Haba? Because you cannot have a goy revolution. You guys need to understand, a lot of people out there, they need to die. I'm not saying they're bad people, you know. In fact, Islam tells us a lot of the people out there who are gonna die, they're not even gonna be bad people. They may not even go to heaven, you know. They may not even go to hell. They might even go to heaven. But a lot of people out there, guys, need to die. Now, I'm not gonna kill them. You're not gonna kill them. Let God handle that on his own. All I'm saying, in a post-modern Western world, we need to be in charge. Okay, that's why I'm telling you guys, we are a master class. You know, don't try to get some loser at the bar or the pub to go MGTOW. MGTOW is a lot like religion. You either accept it through your own heart, meaning God led you to MGTOW, or you simply become a distant supporter of MGTOW, as in, well, their political party ain't as bad as the Democrats, and they're not a bunch of useless rhinos like the Republicans. So I guess MGTOW is the best political party for me to go with, you know. This is what you guys out there need to understand. At the end of the day, man, it's about being the best of the worst. This is why it's imperative for us, guys, to position ourselves as authority. The Democrats are going to be destroyed. The Republicans are going to be utterly, 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 utterly useless. So who's going to run this world post-Zionist, you know? I don't want fucking hillbilly down the street doing it. So why not have us be in a position of power? I mean, for God's sakes, man, I mean, we MGTOWs really are some of the more smarter, higher IQ, hard-working people out there. So why should we be reliant on the Democrats, Republicans, or, you know, some other third-party political party? Why are we relying on other people, man? I mean, you guys take me. I'm not relying on YouTube. I'm not relying on Rumble. I'm not relying on Band.Video. I got my own free. Do you guys have any idea how complex, hard it is to run a video sharing platform? This shit ain't easy, but I was able to do it. And Rumble is Rumble lost like $22 million. Last year, you know, 2022, they lost $22 million. I'm only losing $800 a month. And the good news is, you know, we got our servers locked in for 2 years. So as long as I don't need to buy a third server, I'm good, baby. And the server we currently have, it has 28 terabytes out of like almost 100 terabytes. So we still have about 70 terabytes left, guys. It took us 5 years to get to 27 terabytes, you know. So this just goes to show you, for us to get to even more to use more terabytes, man, it's gonna take us a couple of more years, you know, God willing, of course. But the point that I'm trying to get to you guys is that how many video sharing platforms are out there, you know? And they're all backed by multi-millionaires. They're either backed by multi-millionaires or they're doing something called seeding, where the video loads onto other people's computer. This is why when you guys go to BitChute, this is why when you go to Odyssey, you know, it takes a while for the video to play. Some videos don't even upload because these videos are, you know, spread on the hard drives of other people, you know. That this is why MGTOW TV is hella better than BitChute, because all these videos, they go to our server. You know, our server is costing us $350 a month. But hey, at the end of the day, our website loads quicker. Our videos play, you know, faster. I could actually do something. I plan on doing this later on when I have the money for it. But I actually can have a real CDN, right? I can have a CDN where the videos will be stored in our servers, but they will also be stored on other servers throughout the world. That's what a CDN is, guys. You know, if you like Amazon Web Services, Amazon has a CDN. DigitalOcean has a CDN. What's that website called that has a CDN? CloudFront has a CDN. You know, for those of you guys who don't know, a CDN is a content delivery network spread throughout the world. So you have several servers strategically placed around the world. For example, let's say I'm sitting next to the MGTOW TV server right now. Well, guess what? My videos are gonna load like this. Let's say I'm 10,000 miles away from the MGTOW TV server. Well, your video is gonna load a little bit slower, right? So a CDN is actually when you have your software on, oh fuck. So a CDN, my battery is dying, so I'm gonna make this really quick before we end it. I'm pretty much done. So a typical CDN, guys, is where you have multiple servers all over the world that save your video, they cache your video, so when other people go to watch them, the video loads and plays no problem, you know. That's something I plan on doing maybe later on when we are profitable, but right now, guys, I don't think we even need a CDN. You guys out there who live, you know, far away from North America, you guys let me know in the comment section if the videos load slow or they have any sort of buffering, you know, because, you know, here in Florida, you know, the MGTOW TV server is probably, maybe 1,000-2,000 miles away from me, but if you're 10,000 miles away, like Shane, for example, that might affect you negatively if you're that far away from the server. But I don't think we are in a desperate need of an actual CDN. The point of the video that I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that eventually, guys, a lot of content creators out there have to make a choice, and the choice is, do I toe the line of YouTube? Do I toe the line of Rumble? Keep my mouth shut, and otherwise I'm gonna lose my money? Or am I going to say the truth? Because you guys need to understand, man, whether it's Rumble, whether it's Band.video, whether it's Blaze TV, these so-called right-wing conservative networks, they're gonna be worse than YouTube. At least with YouTube, guys, YouTube doesn't own your soul. You can do anything you want with your content. But these right-wing Christian, so-called Christian companies, conservative companies, like Steven Crowder said, they want to literally own your soul. So At the end of the day, guys, I have a hunch that YouTube is actually gonna take off. But here's the thing, I'm waiting for people to suffer more and more. You see, this is a thing about humanity. Humanity doesn't act until they had enough suffering. And usually by the time you had enough suffering, it's actually too late. You know, this is what TFM says about fuck it, you know. The American people have not had enough suffering. Once the American people reach the point of fuck it, it's pretty much gonna be over, you know. This is why, that's another reason why we need to have a MGTOW political party, because at the end of the day, guys, 85% of the people on this planet are fucking sheep. That's what they are. They're fucking sheep. And you know what? That's the way it should be, because you know the old Indian saying, too many chiefs and no Indian, no work gets done. So at the end of the day, guys, be grateful that 85% of the human population is a bunch of deaf, dumb, and blind zombies. Be very grateful for that. This is why I'm telling you guys out there, man, we should be a masterclass. Like TFM said, at the end of the day, it's all about who wears the jackboot. Personally, I think I, Amr Mitwalli, look good in a jackboot, especially when I'm kicking Bitch Bill's ass, but knowing him, he'd probably like it. But the point that I'm trying to get to you guys before I end this video, why can't we be the master class? Why can't we be the ones having fun with 85% of these retarded goyim or dipshit normies like TFM calls them? Think about that one. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.